Hello, welcome here to another edition of Recruit Spotlight on Husker Online. Recruit Spotlight is brought to you by Tanner's Sports Bar and Grill and Tavern 180, 30th and Yankee Hill Road, as they are bringing us these special interviews with different recruits around the country as we hear their stories. And Sip, we've got another great guy joining us here. From the state of Colorado. He's got a dad that played his college football, by the way, at the University of Nebraska Kearney. But let's welcome in Gage Ginther from Fossil Ridge, Colorado, in the Denver area, Gage?
Fort Collins.
An hour north.
Yeah, this is one of the very best, you know, players in the state of Colorado. And that's kind of where I want to start. Well, I'll start with your dad. Your dad played at, we call it UNK now.
Yeah.
He was a corner.
Yeah.
So the question I would have is, how much influence will he have in your decision? He knows about Nebraska. He knows about the state of Nebraska. How active is he in this situation?
I mean, he loves Nebraska, and no matter where I go, he's going to want me to go there for sure. So he'll influence my decision a lot.
Is that right? Okay. So he's a Nebraska Husker fan.
Yeah, he is. All right, for sure.
So he lived in Kearney for 4 or 5 years then, or?
Oh, yeah, I think for 4.
What's he tell you about Nebraska?
He loves it here, and he has a ton of friends here, so he talks about them. And then he talks about just, like, the weather and how cold it was when he was here and stuff like that. So
he was a corner. So he's not a very big dude like you, because you're – what do you go, 6'4", 280?
I'm, like, 6'6", 275.
Okay. So his dad wasn't a very big dude.
No, he's, like, 6 foot. Probably like 190 pounds in college.
Where'd that size come from?
My mom's also 6 foot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So talk about your recruiting story. I mean, when did you get your first offer? Kind of give us an idea how things really got rolling. Because usually you get that first offer, things kind of start to roll.
I got my first offer February after my sophomore season from Colorado State. And then it kind of went slow from there. Like, I didn't really like explode like most kids do. Until after my junior season, I kind of went off, and my film was insane. So I got like 15 the last couple months.
15 offers in the last couple months.
And going into my junior season, I had 3.
Okay. Who was your first offer?
Colorado State.
Colorado State. And then I'm sure Air Force probably locally offered you too.
Nah.
Or no?
No, I've never talked to Air Force. I got CU though. And
Got CU. Now your dad probably tells you Colorado at one time was a gigantic rival of Nebraska.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know anything, or what? Do you hear anything from Buffs fans when they find out you're considering Nebraska?
I mean, they don't like talk bad about it or anything, but yeah, they definitely don't want me here. Like one of my trainer played at CU, so he's not a big Nebraska fan. He'll like let me know. It's just jokes and stuff. Like he's happy wherever I go, but
sure.
Yeah, it's not like personal. They just want the best for me.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We've obviously seen the Deion Sanders, the Coach Prime stuff here, and Nebraska plays there next year. So it's big on our radar. But what's it like on the ground floor in the state of Colorado right now, just with Colorado football there, kind of on a bigger stage than we've seen in a while?
Yeah, being an in-state kid, it's really cool just to see how they went from, like, bottom of the bottom last year with their old coaching staff, you know, like no recruits, nothing really going on that was, like, active. And now they're just, like, top of everything, you know, like on all the headlines, like, the spring game on ESPN. It's really cool to see, just as an in-state kid, to see the difference. So that's like my favorite part about it.
Is there would you say there's pressure to stay in-state?
I mean, not really. I don't really.
Do you feel it?
I don't really like let that affect me at all. Like, I'm going to go wherever I want to go. So not really.
Have you talked to Coach Prime much?
Oh, yeah. I've met him twice. But, yeah, he doesn't really recruit me much, but the, like, assistants recruit me a lot.
Gage, Nebraska, I mean, what jumps out to you about Nebraska? I mean, were you at the Wisconsin game last year? Was that?
Yeah.
By the way, I'm sorry. That was probably the coldest game
to go to. I was in a suite, so it was fine.
Oh, you were warm.
Yeah.
But that was a windy, cold day, Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, like, it was freezing. We were on the field, and it was like one of the coldest I've ever been. Like, even from Colorado, it was freezing.
It was. Yeah. What do you remember just about that experience? Obviously, it was a sellout, but it wasn't not your normal Nebraska crowd. I mean, what did you remember just about that day and that experience?
I mean, it was really cool for me because that was like the first time I felt like a big recruit, because Mickey Joseph took me in his office, and then like they took me out to like the 50-yard line with like two other kids that were also like four stars. And we just kind of sat out there and talked and like watched them warm up. So it was really cool. It was like the first time I really got like special treatment, I guess.
Is that right?
Yeah.
First school to give you that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so that does that kind of still leave an impression on you and affect the way you look at this?
Because I remember that. Like, I'll remember that for the rest of my life probably, because I was like, I walked out first, and then, and they offered me that day too. So it was like, it was a pretty good day.
Who offered you?
Mickey Joseph.
Was it Mickey? Okay.
Yeah. And did, was there a re-offering process with Matt Rhule, or because Donovan Raiola is still here, did it kind of just carry over?
Did an official reoffer, but it didn't really change much because the Keith Williams and Coach Raiola stayed. So
Coach Raiola, he stayed. What are your impressions? What, obviously you feel good about him, or you wouldn't be sitting here. I mean, what do you think of him?
I love him. You know, he's like a big technique guy.
Yeah.
So I love the technique part, because that's like, I feel like I always have something to work on, no matter how good I get at football. So the technique part's huge for me, and then he's also just like a cool guy. Like, I could talk to him forever.
Yeah, I actually read a story about you that was in the school, your high school newspaper, and you you emphasized that you like that technician part of the O-line.
Yeah.
What kind of things do you like about it?
I just like, the big thing I like is just there's always something to do. Like, there's never something that you literally like master. There's always something for me to go work on. Like, I could work on my hand placement.
Yep.
And like, there's like 100 different things I could do on each pass set, you know, like, and there's always a different player you're playing against. So there's always something you could be doing. That's what I like about it. So it's always like a work in progress, I guess.
Hi, it's Sean Callahan with Husker Online. We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right. A company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones and see what we find. Learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
We're talking here to Gage Ginther, brought to you by Tanner Sports Bar and Grill, Tavern 180, bringing you this special recruit spotlight interview on Husker Online. Gage, what position? I mean, are you a tackle? Are you a guard? Are you a center? I mean, how do you project? What are schools telling you? Because I look at your body, you're really lean. I mean, what do you weigh right now?
280.
And like, that's a lean 280, right?
Yeah, I mean, not fat really, but
do you have to diet to stay and train, or I mean, or is it just kind of natural that you've been able to keep 280 on you in a good way?
This is just kind of, like, of course I train super hard, but I eat whatever really. Like, I don't really diet. I don't eat like straight junk food, of course, but I don't like follow a strict diet or anything. I just kind of do whatever and then train really hard.
You said goodbye to tight end. I mean, you were a tight end up until when?
I could still play tight end.
Could you?
Goal line, short yardage.
Yeah.
You were a tight end up until what point?
Week one of my sophomore year.
Okay, so you said goodbye to tight end week one of your sophomore year, and you had to put on pounds. You put on 60 pounds, right?
Yeah, I played like 210 the first week of sophomore year, and then, yeah, now I'm 280. And then I played this season, like the start of this season, I was like 270.
Okay,
so I gained a ton of weight that offseason.
How did you do that? I mean, how does one go about putting on 60 pounds?
It just happened. I don't even know how. Like, of course, I was training and everything. Yeah. I just ate normal. Like, I wasn't like force feeding or doing any of that.
Right.
It just kind of happened. That's why I feel like lean. Like, it's not like I just got fat or anything.
No,
it's
you're not fat.
It just kind of naturally happened.
Yeah. Good. That's probably the best thing.
Yeah. So I wasn't even like planning on doing it. I just kind of, they put me at O-line, and then it just naturally fit my body type, I guess.
So you're a pass catcher, though, too, huh?
Yeah, that's all. I was not blocking. I'll just go run routes.
Wow, did you participate in other sports, track, basketball?
I played baseball.
Baseball.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like to guess.
Oh, we just had this game
now. I like to
now.
Guess positions. So you are a first baseman.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I nailed it, Sean. So you're a right-handed hitting first baseman?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many home runs have you hit?
This season? No. This is my first season playing since seventh grade. I only have one at bat. I have a single, so.
Yeah. Well, you said one at bat.
Yeah. We've had three games, and then I couldn't play for two of them because I was in Mexico. I missed like a week of practice. But.
Okay, so you're just playing baseball again for the first time in a while.
Yeah, just kind of to hang out. My best friends play baseball, so I'm just going to hang out with them a little bit. And then just kind of – it's just cool to do something like that just because it's like a new challenge, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
Mexico. How was that?
It was super fun. You know, I went with 12 or 11 other of my friends because it was like their senior trip. And so I plan on early enrolling, so I don't get to go on mine, so I went with them. Yeah.
What's that, Sean? What?
They went to Mexico. He did last week.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Where in Mexico?
Cancun.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was super fun.
I've never been there. Sean, you been there?
No.
That's surprising you haven't been there.
No. I went to Disney World.
Yeah.
When we were talking, I was in Disney World that weekend.
Yeah, I remember that.
What? Now, back to the – so is Nebraska recruiting as a tackle or a guard? Or interior?
Both. I think I could play tackle guard and center. Like, I bet you – like, in the NFL, I'm an NFL guard. So – I think I could play tackle in college for sure just because of my athleticism, but I'm not like a 6'8", like super lengthy kind of guy, so I think I could play guard and center too.
What are you looking for in this trip?
Mm-hmm. I just want to feel wanted, and like I already know most of what Nebraska has to offer because I've been out here, and that was a really good visit too, so I just want to feel wanted and just like have a good time, to be honest, you know, just go meet everything, you know, learn about the new facility, learn about like the school, like the player's life, you know, because that's like the next step.
Yeah.
Really just to learn about like what's really going on.
You bet.
So more of like what it'd be like as a player here rather than just like a baseline visit, you know.
Yeah. So you want to be around the players.
Yeah, I want to do everything. Like I'll be in the meeting tomorrow like 6 a.m.
Oh, you will?
So, yeah, I'm going to go watch them lift, I think. I don't know. I have the itinerary on my phone, but I think we're going to go watch them lift and like be in meetings and then – yeah, so I wanted to see what the players do because that's what I'm going to play here. So, if I'm like going to be a player, I got to see what the players do. That's more important to me than the visit part.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and some guys I think probably won't want to go out at 6, but that's important to you to get up. So you're on a kind of a vacation, not a vacation, but a trip. Yeah. But this is a business trip for you.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to be out here, I got to get the most out of it. And it's just like it's just a big thing for me. I don't know. Like I like to watch practice and all that stuff. Because, like, it's not going to be a visit every day when I'm actually, like, at the school. So, I just like to see what it's like.
So, what's the where are you in the process? And how many more schools do you want to look at? Have you narrowed it down? Where are we with all this?
Yeah, I've narrowed it down from, I think, 20 to, like, 7 or 8.
Okay.
And I plan on taking, like, 7 visits, I think, or 6.
Okay.
I'm going to go to here, CU, Penn State, USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Tennessee.
Okay.
So yeah, 7.
So heavy Pac-12, but not all Pac-12.
No, yeah, there's for sure some other ones. This is the Pac-12 recruits me the hardest, so
okay.
They're mostly in there.
I'm curious, like, does the future of the Pac-12 even come up on your mind? Like, what's going to happen in that league? And
yeah, especially with CU and Oregon specifically, like, because they're not because USC and UCLA are going to the Big Ten. So, like with Oregon, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen with CU. So. I kind of just wonder about it. I mean, it won't be a huge deal to me because no matter what, they're going to be playing. So, I mean, yeah, I do worry about it, but it's not like a big thing to me.
Is there, when you think of Big Ten football, do you think of anything specifically?
Yeah, the O-line play. and just like, I feel like they're just like known. I think it's just even with the SEC. Like, if I think about college football, I think about the Big Ten and the SEC.
Right.
Like, just like those two are the top two.
Yeah, it would seemingly give Nebraska an advantage in the discussion a little bit, or Penn State. You
know. Yeah, like all those schools. I mean, I like CU and Oregon and stuff like that and USC, but, I mean, I want to play at the highest level I can. So, I mean, I'm going to go wherever I can do that. So
you're on unofficials now. I mean, when you say 6 or 7 visits that you want to take, will some of those be officials, or are you trying to do all this before the official visit season
starts? So this will just be the spring, like those visits will be in the spring, and then after those, I'm going to kind of figure out what I like the most and take my officials based off that.
Do you like the process, the recruiting process?
Yeah, I like half of it. Like, this part I love,
yeah,
but I don't like when I'm, like, at home, like, I just got done working out and like a full day of school, and I have to call like a ton of stuff, and just I just
gonna call a ton of coaches.
Yeah, just like or like just do everything. There's just a lot of pressure, and I'm always thinking about it like all day. But I do love it. Yeah.
I understand. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot to think about.
Yeah, especially because it's just new for me. Because I just kind of exploded recently, so it's just been like the last month that's been like that. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
Just the last month.
Yeah, really, to be honest.
We talked about the state of Colorado, too. I mean, do you feel like that's a state that gets heavily recruited or guys over? I mean, because it doesn't feel like, you know, it doesn't get the attention of, I mean, like other states. Even Nebraska. I mean, the kids here get a lot of attention. Does it feel that way in Colorado with recruiting?
No, I feel like I'm like a diamond in the rough, I guess, being in Colorado with like the opportunities that I've gotten. Because I know kids that could play like at most Power 5 schools. Like I have a friend named Lincoln. I feel like he could play at most Power 5 schools, to be honest. And he has like 3 offers. And then I got another friend I'm like that I train with. He has a K-State offer and that's it. But he could play anywhere. His name's Jake Stonebreaker.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Highly rated.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
And yeah, but I don't know. I just feel like we're underrated. But I also feel like that's kind of on like Chassa and just the environment around Colorado football, because I don't feel like they care much, to be honest, to, like push the kids forward. And then because there's a ton of kids that could play there, but not a lot of kids getting opportunities. So I feel like it's not like just because of the we just don't play good football. I think it's just because it's just the environment around Colorado football.
Huh. That's interesting.
Well, Gage, appreciate it. Do you talk to Donovan Raiola a lot too? The Nebraska, like, who's your primary point of contact at Nebraska?
Oh, Keith Williams, for Keith, sure. Keith I've Williams. Talked to him for like a year.
And do you know his background?
Not really. I don't know much about his background, but I know a lot about him now.
He played like line here at Nebraska.
Yeah, I know he played here. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you coming up, Gage. Looking forward to hearing more about your visit. And thanks again to Tanner's Sports Bar and Grill, Tavern 180. Who are the proud sponsors that have brought us Recruit Spotlight here on Husker Online. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. And Gage did a great job. I mean, we really appreciate it. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Big lineman coming over from Colorado. We'll see if Nebraska can reel him in.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining us here. Thanks to Gage Ginther, Steve Sipple. I'm Sean Callahan for another edition of Recruit Spotlight on Husker Online.